pill it is right for you. If you have taken up to 4 pills in the evening and are still not eliminating daily, then switch to another product. Magnesium citrate and Triphala are milder formulas for constipation, and Aloe Light and Aloe 225 are stronger. Brands: Magnesium citrate from Life Extension or Now Foods, Aloe Light or Aloe 225 from BioDesign, Triphala from Planetary Herbals or Himalaya USA can be used long term. Naturalax number 2 or number 3 or Aloe Lax from Nature's Way. Dr. Christopher's Quick Colon Part 1 from Christopher's Original Formulas. Use only for 6 months. Contains addictive stimulating herbs. Aloe Vera Juice. Drink 4 ounces upon arising and 4 ounces at bedtime without food. The juice from the aloe vera plant helps reduce gastrointestinal inflammation, repair leaky gut, and alleviate constipation. The juice can be used long term. Brands: Lily of the Desert, George's Aloe Vera. Diarrhea: Psyllium Seed. This is a fiber that expands in size and helps to form normal stools. Brand: Herbulk from Metagenics. Leaky gut: in this condition, the lining of the GI tract is porous and irritated, causing food allergies, asthma, and weakened immunity. It is almost a given that most people today have mild, moderate, or severe leaky gut because of our contaminated food, air, and water supply. Those with severe cases of leaky gut, indicated by such conditions as Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diverticulitis, or ulcerative colitis, or those who are taking pain medication, may take one of the following formulas for an extended period, or as needed: Repairvite, Intestineo, and Glutagenics. These herbal vitamin powders contain the amino acid L-glutamine, aloe vera, and deglycerized licorice. They help repair leaky gut, alleviate acid reflux, heartburn, ulcers, and brain fatigue, and help stop sugar and carb cravings. Aloe vera juice. Drink 4 ounces upon arising and 4 ounces at bedtime without food. The juice from the aloe vera plant helps reduce gastrointestinal inflammation, repair leaky gut, and alleviate constipation. The juice can be used long term. Brands: Lily of the Desert, George's Aloe Vera. Endofen and Intestinal Repair Complex. These powdered herbal vitamin formulas support the healing of an inflamed gastric lining and promote the growth of beneficial bacteria. They are good remedies for Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, and ulcerative colitis. Thyroid support. The largest endocrine gland in the body, the thyroid sits in the neck. It is primarily responsible for regulating metabolism. Signs of an underactive thyroid, hypothyroidism, include depression, weight gain, hair loss, puffy eyes and face, constipation, skin problems, headaches, poor circulation, fatigue, and loss of the outer third of the eyebrows. In contrast, hyperthyroidism is an autoimmune condition in which the thyroid produces too much of the hormone thyroxine. The most common form is Graves' disease, which can progress into hypothyroidism. Before addressing a thyroid imbalance, it is critical to address weak adrenal function and candida overgrowth, as I have described throughout the book. Eating seaweed, see resources on the PDF, is the best first step to balancing your thyroid and can be started at the outset of your 90-day program. Seaweed is an excellent food source of iodine, as well as minerals that can help optimize thyroid function and offset the negative effects of radiation and heavy metals. Iodine is needed by the thyroid to make thyroxine. If it cannot be produced, thyroid function will be decreased, resulting in hypothyroidism. The typical Western diet is now deficient in iodine because of depleted soils, poor diets, and a decrease in the use of table salt amid sodium concerns. If thyroid balance is not achieved, consider replacing seaweed with, or adding, thyroid ABX or GTA supplements, or asking your doctor for a prescription for Armour or NatureThroid. When using any thyroid supplements or medication, make sure to have a blood test done every 3 to 6 months to monitor your thyroid markers. Those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's disease might want to avoid iodine. Check with your doctor or health practitioner. Thyroid formulas. These herbal vitamin supplements are designed to balance thyroid function and are particularly beneficial for those with autoimmune thyroid conditions, such as Hashimoto's disease. These formulas can be used long-term if needed. Brands: Thyroid ABX from Quintessential Healing, GTA or GTA Forte from Biotics Research. Notes: do not take any thyroid supplements if you are currently taking pharmaceutical thyroid medication. If you notice signs of hyperthyroid, sudden weight loss, insomnia, restlessness, rapid heartbeat, sweating, increased appetite, goiter, while taking one of these supplements, stop taking it or reduce the dosage. Have your doctor check your thyroid markers by doing blood work. Weight gain remedies. If you are having trouble keeping weight on, here are some suggestions. With each meal, eat a small amount of gluten-free grains, specifically brown rice, from the foods to eat list. Eat more winter squashes, such as pumpkin, butternut, and acorn, and eat avocado, organic pasture-raised butter or ghee, nuts and nut butters daily, small amounts at one time. Make a protein smoothie with the protein powder listed below, using unsweetened almond, coconut, or hemp milk. Add 1 tablespoon of melted raw coconut oil, 1 tablespoon of almond or macadamia nut butter, and banana, allowed during the first 3 months for those who need to gain weight. Whey powders. These high-grade whey powders are made from grass-fed, hormone-free cows. One formula has colostrum for extra immune support. These products are allowed for the purpose of weight gain. Those sensitive to dairy might not tolerate them well. Brands: NanoPro PRP Immune from Biopharma Scientific, The True Whey from Source Naturals. Encouragement from Tom. When I first gave up alcohol, I struggled to control my eating. My body was already taken over by Candida, and I had all of the symptoms in your book. After your 3-month detox, I can say I have eliminated 90% of my symptoms. Continuing on your food program, I've also lost a total of 30 pounds. Part 3: A Lifelong Cure. 9. The Maintenance Plan. Keeping your microbiome in balance. After completing the 90-day plan of nutrition and supplementation, you should feel great. Now that your body is in a balanced state, it's important to maintain your new healthy habits. Candida overgrowth can come back even more virulently if you begin eating junk food or overindulging in occasional cheat foods. Continue to avoid foods that contain sugar, dairy, yeast, corn, gluten, soy, and refined carbohydrates, and avoid drinking alcohol. You can keep your diet clean by eating the foods on the Foods to Eat to Maintain Health list at least 80% of the time, and eating the foods on the Foods to Eat Infrequently or Not at All list only 20% of the time or less. One way to achieve this is to stick to the lists and eat healthily from Mondays through Fridays, and let yourself eat a little bit less rigidly on the weekends. If you have a chronic condition, such as an autoimmune disease or cancer, it's important to continue taking a small dose of an herbal antifungal compound every day. It takes longer than 90 days to eradicate yeast overgrowth from the system. It's also a good idea to take digestive enzymes during stressful periods, such as times of travel and during holidays, or when eating poorly or going to bed on a full stomach. For those of you who are not challenged with these conditions, but feel that unhealthy lifestyle habits and high stress might creep back in, it's a good idea to take ongoing maintenance doses of Candida ABX, one pill two times a day, Candida Cleanse, one pill two times a day, and Candida Support, one pill two times a day. Rotate these products every 3 months to make sure you don't become immune to any one of them. For those who are able to maintain a healthy diet, I suggest replacing your antifungal with a probiotic and taking that every day to keep your digestive system and yeast levels in balance. Specifics about probiotics are discussed later in this chapter. Continue to drink red clover tea or white tea each week, as it clears environmental toxins and removes stress hormones from the bloodstream. Stop drinking red clover for a month, 3 times a year, so that you don't become allergic to it, or switch to white or dandelion root tea during that month. You can reduce your intake of red clover tea to 1 to 2 cups 3 or 4 times a week, and drink 3 to 4 cups when you are under stress and or your diet is poor. Finally, now that you have completed the 90-day cycle, you will be adding foods back into your diet that you haven't eaten in a while. If you notice intolerances and reactions after eating these foods, such as a rapid pulse, 90 to 180 beats per minute, fatigue, itching internally or externally, hives, gas, bloating, headaches, or other symptoms, eliminate these foods. This is a clear sign your body does not want you to eat them. Foods to eat to maintain health. Note, please refer to the enhancement PDF for a visual breakdown of the following lists. Eat at least 80% of the time. Animal protein, antibiotic and hormone-free as much as possible. Beef, buffalo, lamb and venison. Grass-fed. Eat once a week with greens, not with starchy vegetables, beans or grains. Chicken, duck and turkey. Eggs. Organic or pasture-raised if possible. Fish. Limit shellfish to once or twice a month. Grains. Whole and unrefined only. Amaranth. Breads. Gluten, sugar, dairy, and yeast-free. Brown, black, or wild rice. Limit to 2 to 3 times a week. Buckwheat. Crackers. Brown rice and flax. Limit to 2 to 3 times a week. Millet. Oats, gluten-free. Pasta. Gluten and corn-free. Limit to once a week. Quinoa. Sorghum. Tapioca. Teff. Yucca. Oils. Cold-pressed only. Almond oil. Can be used for cooking. Avocado oil. Can be used for cooking. Coconut oil. Can be used for cooking. Flaxseed oil, not for cooking. Grapeseed oil, can be used for cooking. Hemp seed oil, not for cooking. Olive oil, can be used for cooking. Pistachio oil, not for cooking. Safflower oil, can be used for cooking. Red palm fruit oil, can be used for cooking low heat only. Sesame oil, can be used for cooking. Sunflower seed oil, can be used for cooking. Walnut oil, not for cooking. Note, at restaurants, eat what is served. Be more careful when using oils at home. Nuts and seeds, raw or unroasted if commercial, may toast your own. Almonds, Brazil, cashews, chestnuts, chia seeds, flax seeds, hazelnuts, hemp seeds, macadamia, nut butters, all except peanut butter. Nut butters can be dry roasted. Pecans, pine nuts, pistachios, pumpkin seeds and pumpkin seed butter. Sesame seeds, also raw tahini butter. Sunflower seeds and sunflower seed butter. Walnuts. Note, limit quantity to a small handful at a time and chew thoroughly. Dairy. Antibiotic and hormone-free only. Butter. Small amounts, unsalted, preferably organic from grass-fed cows. Clarified butter, ghee, organic. Goat and sheep cheeses, raw, once or twice a month. Note, pregnant and nursing women should not eat raw dairy products. Vegetables should make up 60% of your daily diet. Dark green leafy vegetables and cruciferous vegetables are the most important. All except mushrooms, potatoes, and corn. Condiments. Apple cider vinegar. Raw, unfiltered only. Store in refrigerator. Bragg liquid aminos. Unfermented soy sauce. Only acceptable soy product. Dill relish. Bubbies, made without vinegar. Dry mustard, or small amounts of mustard made with apple cider vinegar. Fresh herbs, basil, parsley, etc. Mayonnaise, small amounts, made with safflower oil, or use healthy mayonnaise. Pepper. Rice vinegar, unseasoned and unsweetened only. Store in the refrigerator. Original coconut aminos, coconut secret. Sea salt. Spices. Without sugar, MSG, or additives. Favor ginger and turmeric, which are anti-inflammatory. Beverages. Bragg apple cider vinegar drinks. Ginger spice, limeade, and sweet stevia only. Fresh coconut water. Only during or right after exercise. There are 14 grams of sugar in a can. Green tea. Caffeinated or decaffeinated. Herbal teas. Red clover, peppermint, etc. Suja Lemon Love lemon juice drink. Unsweetened almond, coconut, or hemp milk. Unsweetened mineral water. Gerolsteiner, Perrier. Water. Filtered, purified, or distilled only. Beans and legumes. All, except soybeans, tofu, or tempeh. Organic, small amounts. Miscellaneous. Cacao powder. Raw, unsweetened. Carob, unsweetened. Cocoa powder, unsweetened. Coconut butter, organic. Coconut yogurt, unsweetened. Dill pickles. Bubbies, made without vinegar. Gums and mints. Sweetened with lohan, stevia, or xylitol. Homemade fermented foods. Salsa, without sugar or vinegar, except apple cider vinegar. Sauerkraut. Bubbies, made without vinegar. Fruits. 1 to 2 fruits a day. All berries. All citrus fruits. All dried fruits. Apricots, dates, figs, raisins, cranberries, prunes. Limit to 1 to 2 times per month, as they are high in sugar. All melons. Apples. Apricots. Avocado. Bananas. Cherries. Coconut. Small amounts of coconut water, as it is high in sugar. Grapes, small amounts, as they are high in sugar. Lemons, limes. Kiwis, mangoes, nectarines. Papayas, peaches, pears, persimmon, pineapples, plums, pomegranates. Note, avocado and lemon or lime juice can be in addition to your 1 to 2 fruits per day. Sweeteners. Chicory root, just like sugar. Lohanquo, monk fruit extract. Stevia. Xylitol. Small amounts. Ultimate sweetener, Xyla. Foods to eat infrequently or not at all. Eat 20% of the time or less. Animal protein. Bacon. Except gluten-free turkey bacon without nitrates and hormones. Hot dogs. Except gluten-free chicken or turkey hot dogs without nitrates or hormones. Small amounts, because they are high in sodium. Processed and packaged meats. Sausages. Except gluten-free chicken and turkey without added sugar, hormones, and nitrates. Shellfish, farmed fish, GMO salmon, tuna. All. Toro, albacore, ahi, etc., including canned. Oils. Canola oil, small amounts okay. Corn oil, cottonseed oil. Partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated oils. Peanut oil, soy oil. Vegetables. Corn, potatoes, nuts and seeds, peanuts, peanut butter, dairy, cheeses, all, including cottage and cream cheese, buttermilk, cow's milk, goat's milk, ice cream, margarine, sour cream, yogurt, unless plain in raw goat dairy or coconut base, antibiotic and hormone-free, grains, barley, breads, refined, cereals, dry, except gluten and sugar-free, corn, crackers, white flour, gluten, farro, kamut, pasta, except corn and gluten-free, pastries, popcorn, rye, spelt, triticale, white rice, white flours, wheat, refined and whole, condiments, gravy, jams and jellies, ketchup, mayonnaise, except small amounts with safflower oil, or healthy mayonnaise, pickles, relish, salad dressing, unless sugar-free and made with apple cider vinegar or unsweetened rice vinegar, sauces with vinegars and sugar, soy sauce, ponzu, and tamari sauce, spices that contain yeast, sugar, or additives, such as MSG, beans and legumes, soybeans, tofu, tempeh, miscellaneous, candy, chocolate, dark if you do indulge, cookies, donuts, fast food and fried foods, fruit strips, gelatin, gum, unless sweetened with lohan, stevia, or xylitol, jerky, beef, turkey, lozenges and mints, unless sweetened with lohan, stevia, or xylitol, muffins, pastries, pizza, popcorn, processed food, TV dinners, etc., smoked, dried, pickled, and cured foods, beverages, alcohol, coffee, including decaffeinated. If you do indulge, drink espresso, organic only, 1 cup per day maximum. Energy drinks, Red Bull, Gatorade, etc. Fruit juices, kefir, pasteurized, kombucha, rice milk, sodas, diet and regular, soy milk. Fruits, all juices, sweetened or unsweetened, all dried fruits, apricots, dates, figs, raisins, sweetened cranberries, prunes, etc. Sweeteners, agave nectar or syrup, Nectivia, artificial sweeteners such as aspartame, NutraSweet, acesulfame potassium, saccharin, and sucralose, Splenda, barley malt, brown rice syrup, brown sugar, coconut nectar or sugar, corn syrup, dextrose, maltodextrin, erythritol, Nectress, Swerve, Truvia, fructose, and products sweetened with fruit juice, honey, raw and processed, maltitol, mannitol, maple syrup, molasses, raw or evaporated cane juice crystals, sorbitol, white sugar, yacone syrup. What if I need to take an antibiotic? There are those critical times when you may need to take an antibiotic for a bacterial infection such as pneumonia, staph, strep, or H. pylori. If your doctor prescribes an antibiotic and you choose to take it, ask for Diflucan, fluconazole, 1 tablet, to take after you finish the antibiotic. Take probiotics such as Flora 2014, 11-strain probiotic powder, or Ultimate Flora 50 billion while on the antibiotic, but at a different time of the day. After your antibiotic course, take 1 Diflucan tablet. Take the probiotics while you're taking the Diflucan, but at a different time, and continue the probiotics for 1 more month. Then switch to 2 months of herbal antifungals, such as Candida ABX or Candida Cleanse. Doctors usually don't offer antifungals, but your physician might be willing to prescribe one if you ask. If you can't get Diflucan, take 1 month of probiotics while on the antibiotics, and then switch to taking the antifungal you have been taking while on the program. For example, Candida ABX, Candida Cleanse, or candida support. If you are not ambulatory, but have started the antifungal and supplement protocol, and are feeling stronger and eliminating daily, you should be able to handle Diflucan. However, if you are weak or haven't started the program yet, use only the probiotics. Supplementation for quality aging. To keep yourself balanced and to experience quality aging, follow the recommendations below after you finish your 90-day program. Fourth month and ongoing. Note, to see a table outlining the fourth month and ongoing supplement schedule, please refer to the enhancement PDF. Nutrition. Eat foods from the Foods to Eat to Maintain Health list on the PDF. Slowly introduce any new foods back into your diet. If you have a poor reaction, stay away from that food or indulge in it less frequently. Avoid the foods on the Foods to Eat Infrequently or Not at All list on the PDF, or eat them only 20% of the time or less. Supplements. Probiotics. Dairy-free strains of Acidophilus and Bifidus. Probiotics replace and balance bacteria in the GI tract. Take as directed on the bottle, typically twice a day on an empty stomach. If you are disciplined by nature and can maintain a healthy diet and minimal stress, taking the probiotic for the rest of your life should be sufficient to keep you free from candida overgrowth. However, for most people, stress and poor diet more often prevail. In these cases, to stay balanced, it is best to take a probiotic as well as an herbal antifungal for the rest of your life, as described below. Brands. Flora 2014 from Innate Response. Refrigerate. 11-strain probiotic powder from Custom Probiotics. Refrigerate. Ultimate Flora Extra Care 30 Billion Go Pack from Renew Life. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics Original Formula from Essential Formulas. Dr. Formulated Probiotics Once Daily 30 Billion from Garden of Life. Herbal Antifungal. Only for those who have continual high stress and do not maintain a clean diet. As stated above, taking a probiotic for the rest of your life, without an antifungal, is sufficient if you can maintain a clean diet and low stress levels. Those who find it too challenging to do this would do best to take a probiotic as well as an antifungal to stay balanced. To make sure that you don't become immune to an antifungal formula, remember to rotate formulas. Candida ABX, Candida Support, and Candida Cleanse every 3 months, as described earlier in this chapter. Take the antifungal for 3 months, and then take probiotics for a month. Continue this cycle for life. Alternatively, you can take both antifungals and probiotics in the same month, but at different times of the day. Take your antifungal with meals, and take your probiotic either before sleep or between meals on an empty stomach. Multivitamin mineral supplement. A good multivitamin mineral supplement will compensate for some of the nutrients that are missing in your diet. Make sure your source has chelated minerals, minerals bound with amino acids to improve digestion, and no iron. If you are anemic and need additional iron, use food-based brands. Synthetic iron can be toxic to the brain. Hemogenics, made by Metagenics, and Thorne Research's iron bisglycinate, which are both non-constipating, are good sources. Brands. 2 per day capsules from Life Extension. DFH Complete Multi from Designs for Health. B-complex vitamins. Optional. If you are taking a one-a-day multivitamin mineral supplement, as opposed to a brand that you are supposed to take twice or three times a day, you will need to take an extra B-complex supplement. B-complex vitamins are a must for vegetarians, because certain B vitamins are lacking in a vegetarian diet. Brands. B-complex Plus from Pure Encapsulations. Glucogenics from Metagenics. B-Right from Gero Formulas. Vitamin C, 300 to 700 milligrams whole food source, or 2,000 milligrams daily. Buy a vitamin C that contains a whole food source, or one with mineral ascorbates and or bioflavonoids. Plain ascorbic acid crystals will irritate the lining of your stomach and intestines. Spread out the dosage through the day because your body will absorb only so much at one time. Increase your dose of vitamin C slowly. If you experience diarrhea, cut back your dose. You can take powders with or without food, but it's best to take pills after a meal or snack. A multivitamin mineral supplement does contain vitamin C, but not enough for quality aging. Brands: QBC Plex from Solaray, Allery C from Vital Nutrients, Dr. Schultz's Super C Plus, tablets or powder. Vitamin E, 400 international units daily. When buying vitamin E, be sure the source is natural. Look for D-tocopherol on the label, not DL-tocopherol, which is synthetic. Also, use an E vitamin that has mixed tocopherols and tocotrienols. A multivitamin mineral supplement does contain vitamin E, but not enough for quality aging. Brands: E-Gems Elite from Carlson, Family from Gero Formulas. Notes: do not take vitamin E if you are on blood thinners. If you will be having surgery, stop taking vitamin E 2 weeks prior so your blood will clot properly. If you begin to bruise easily, reduce your dosage of vitamin E. Green food formula and or vegetable alkalizer juice. Take an alkalizing green formula in either a pill, powder, or liquid form, and or drink vegetable alkalizer juice. Even if you eat dark leafy greens each day, you need additional superfoods and greens to keep your body alkaline. To detoxify the negative effects from radiation, chemicals, and heavy metals, and to provide your body with sufficient minerals to repair itself. Brands: NanoGreens 10 from BioPharma Scientific, Vitamineral Green from Health Force Nutritionals. Freeform Amino Acid Complex, 2 pills upon arising. If it irritates your stomach, take after breakfast. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein, responsible for repairing and regenerating every cell, tissue, and organ in your body. They also assist the liver's detoxification process and are the precursors to neurotransmitters such as serotonin, dopamine, and epinephrine. Brands: Amino Blend 740 milligrams from Douglas Labs, Max Amino Caps from Country Life, Free Aminos from Nutricology. Omega-3 fish oil, 1200 to 1500 milligrams daily with food. This essential fatty acid is not manufactured by the body. It helps decrease inflammation, feed brain and nerve cells, and support cardiovascular function. It is important to buy a brand that is free of PCBs, carcinogenic man-made chemicals used in electrical equipment and industrial processes. The brands I have listed below are PCB-free. Brands: Omegagenics EPA DHA 720 from Metagenics, Ultimate Omega-3 Fish Oil Gels from Nordic Naturals, Elite Omega-3 Gems Fish Oil Professional Strength from Carlson. Note: do not take fish oil if you are on blood-thinning medication. If you will be having surgery, stop taking the fish oil 2 weeks before so your blood will clot properly. Evening Primrose Oil, for women only, 500 milligrams twice a day. This omega-6 essential fatty acid source is rich in gamma-linoleic acid, GLA, which assists in balancing female hormones and eliminating PMS symptoms. Brands: Gero Formulas, Now Foods. Vitamin D3, 1,000 international units. Vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin that has many functions, from contributing to bone health to supporting immune function. Even though the body manufactures vitamin D when skin is exposed to ultraviolet radiation from the sun, most people today are found to have low levels. Vitamin D3, cholecalciferol, is the best supplement form to take, You can easily have your blood tested to see if your vitamin D levels are out of range and how much you need. Those with autoimmune diseases should take higher amounts, 4,000 to 8,000 international units daily, to ensure that their blood levels are in the range of 60 to 80 nanograms per milliliter. Those taking higher amounts of vitamin D3 may want to combine it with vitamin K2. Make sure to test blood levels every 3 to 6 months if you take doses of D3 higher than 2,000 IU daily. Brands: vitamin D3 from Gero, vitamin D3 from Life Extension, D-Mulsion Liquid Drops from Biotics Research, ground flaxseed. Put 1 tablespoon of organic ground flaxseed in 8 ounces of water, or sprinkle on salads or vegetables. Fiber is key in keeping your bowels moving daily, sweeping debris from the colon lining, and lowering cholesterol. Keep refrigerated after opening. Brand: Bob's Red Mill, Spectrum Organic. Recapturing your vitality. You now have everything you need to begin your journey of redefining your lifestyle habits so that you can feel vibrantly healthy again. This program will help you to look and feel your best and give you the energy and motivation necessary to fulfill your goals and dreams. Just remember that your body cannot take care of itself. You need to keep up the required maintenance, just as you regularly change the oil in your car to keep it running smoothly. The secret is to keep your mindset away from deprivation and focus on the primary purpose of this program, to remove infection and inflammation from your body so you can recapture your energy, clarity, and vitality. 90 days is a very short period of time in which to do this. As you progress, you will enjoy hearing the comments from your family, friends, and colleagues about how great you look. Though this may be gratifying, the best part is that you will feel great inside, too. 4th month and ongoing supplement schedule. Probiotics or antifungal. Upon arising, at bedtime, on an empty stomach. Vitamin C. Dose depends on which product is used. After meals, if it's pills or powder. On an empty stomach for powder only. Multivitamin mineral. Dose depends on which product is used. On an empty stomach. Amino acid complex. On an empty stomach. Vitamin E. 400 international units. At breakfast. On an empty stomach. Vitamin D3. 2,000 international units. At breakfast, after the meal. Green food or vegetable alkalizer juice. At lunch, on an empty stomach. Ground flaxseed meal. 1 tablespoon anytime during the day, after a meal, or on an empty stomach. Omega-3 fish oil, at breakfast, at dinner, after the meal. Evening primrose oil, women only. Breakfast, dinner, after the meal. Red clover tea, 2 to 4 cups, 3 or 4 times a week, after meals, or on an empty stomach. Digestive enzyme, optional. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, after the meal. B-complex. After breakfast. Notes. After meal supplements will digest better and make you feel less bloated if you take them right before your first bite of food versus your last bite of food. Probiotics. 11-strain probiotic powder. Flora 2014. Ultimate Flora RTS 15 billion. Or Primal Defense Ultra, amount indicated on bottle when arising and at bedtime. If you will be alternating probiotics with antifungals on different months, when using the antifungal, take 1 pill 3 times a day, 30 minutes before a meal, or after meals if it upsets your stomach. Check probiotics label to see if refrigeration is required. Continue to drink red clover tea each week, but stop drinking it for a month 3 times a year. So you don't become allergic to it, or switch to dandelion root tea during that month. Encouragement from Teresa. I'm a singer, 57 years old. In my 30s, I started having issues with upper respiratory, sinus, and digestive problems. It wasn't debilitating, but annoying. My voice kept getting worse and worse until it was even difficult to talk without effort. When I tried to sing, I could not go up the scale and would have involuntary pitch changes that sounded terrible. I went through vocal cord surgery and vocal injections. I started the anti-candida diet and have been taking Candex. Now, just 8 months later, I can sing again, and I sound great. I cannot believe that this was the problem all along. 10. Day 91 and beyond. You've learned that once you take charge of your health, you can bring Candida back into balance within 90 days or less. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel. How you won't miss the nagging aches and ailments. It's time to celebrate the end of your symptoms. Staying in balance, however, takes vigilance. You don't want to revert to old habits and find symptoms and ailments returning. Continue to build on the healthy lifestyle you have created. FAQs. On day 91 of your anti-candida program, you'll still have questions. The following FAQs are based on those I receive regularly from my clients. Question. I've read different opinions about the health value of coffee. Why do you advise avoiding it on your program? Answer. I prefer that everyone avoid coffee on the 90-day anti-candida program to give the adrenal glands a rest and to discover your baseline energy level. Caffeine elevates adrenal hormones, which then elevate blood sugar, which then feeds Candida. Coffee is also one of the most chemically treated food products in the world, and decaffeinated coffee is even worse. A mold-free brand, such as Bulletproof, would be a better choice if you drink it. During your 90-day program, I do allow organic white tea and unfermented green tea, which contain low levels of caffeine that won't disrupt the endocrine system, and are an excellent blood cleanser. After your program, it's fine to consume one or two cups of organic coffee. Drinking higher amounts will put added stress on your adrenal glands. Question. Can I drink kombucha after 90 days? Answer. No. Kombucha, fermented, sweetened black or green tea, contains non-beneficial bacteria and yeasts, which will aggravate Candida. It also contains small amounts of alcohol. Question. Is any amount of soy acceptable? Answer. Supplements with lecithin and phosphatidylcholine derived from soy are acceptable, and Bragg's liquid amino acids are fine. Avoid all other soy products for 90 days, including soy isolates found in protein powders and bars. For those sensitive to soy, substitute coconut aminos for Bragg's liquid aminos. 90% of soy in the United States is genetically modified. Question. Is it safe to eat fish? Answer. Cautiously, I say yes. I do not recommend eating king mackerel, swordfish, tilefish, shark, or tuna of any kind, albacore, ahi or yellowfin, toro or bluefin, because they contain high levels of mercury. Radiation from the Fukushima power plant has also contaminated some of the fish supply. When eating fish, look for wild caught. Many farmed fisheries use antibiotics and pesticides, and nothing genetically modified. Download the app Seafood Watch, or visit the site cleanfish.com to see what kinds of fish are sustainable in your area, and which brands to purchase. Question. I read online that eating leftovers is bad for Candida, because food can get moldy even if just sitting overnight. Is this a cause for concern? Answer. I feel eating leftovers from the night before is acceptable. Food more than 1 or 2 days old will get moldy and aggravate Candida. Frozen foods are more complicated. For example, fresh poultry can last for 9 months to a year in the freezer, hamburger 3 to 4 months, and cooked leftovers 2 to 6 months. For complete guidelines, go to foodsafety.gov a website established by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Question. Can I eat gluten-free grains and pseudo-grains? Amaranth, buckwheat, millet, quinoa, teff, wild rice? On an anti-candida diet? Answer. Yes. I like to incorporate as many foods as possible to give variety, and I feel there are benefits to most food groups. To keep carbohydrates low, stick to one or two portions a day. Otherwise, yeast will continue to be fed. Limit brown rice and brown rice food products to 2 to 3 times a week because of its high carbohydrate content, which will continue to elevate blood sugar and feed candida. To make grains more digestible, rinse and soak grains for 30 minutes to 1 hour prior to cooking. However, if like many you are challenged with a hectic schedule, soaking is not a must, but at least rinse the grains to remove any dirt or mold. Some people with chronic inflammatory conditions, such as those with an autoimmune disease, might feel better staying off grains for 1 to 3 months. Question. Why is corn not acceptable? Answer. Corn is not included on the anti-candida diet because it converts rapidly into sugar, which will feed yeast. Also, the majority of corn is genetically modified. Question. What can I do if I'm losing too much weight on your program? Answer. If you are losing too much weight, add avocado, organic grass-fed unsalted butter, raw nuts and nut butters, coconut oil, winter squashes, and protein shakes using egg white, hemp, or brown rice protein powder, and eat a gluten-free grain at each meal. To slow down your metabolism, eat 3 meals a day and avoid snacking. If you are still losing weight, consider a high-grade whey protein powder, such as True Whey by Source Naturals. Keep in mind that whey is dairy, which can cause gastrointestinal distress for some people. Question. Can I eat products with nutritional yeast? Answer. No. Even though there are B vitamins and minerals in nutritional yeast, it can create an allergy response and aggravate candida. Question. Can I have tamari sauce? Answer. No. Even if they're gluten-free, I like to keep soy products to a minimum, since 90% of soy is genetically modified. Bragg's Liquid Aminos is the only soy product that is acceptable on the program. Question. I've heard about the benefits of resistant starch. What is it? And do I need to eat raw potatoes and green, unripe bananas? Answer. Resistant starch is a carbohydrate that is not digested in the small intestine and enters the colon, where it ferments, feeds beneficial bacteria, and helps to create a short-chain fatty acid called butyrate, which improves insulin sensitivity metabolism and reduces inflammation. But no, I don't feel you need to eat raw potatoes and green bananas. You will get the benefits of resistant starch from eating beans, grains, and vegetables. Question. What are prebiotics, and how are they different from probiotics? Answer. Prebiotics are indigestible dietary fibers that are food or fertilizer for probiotics, good bacteria, to flourish and grow. You can increase your prebiotic intake by eating artichokes, onions, leeks, garlic, cabbage, sweet potato, asparagus, chicory root, and green apples. Question. What is the difference between the paleo, GAP, FODMAP, and gluten-free diets and the anti-candida diet? Answer. There are many diet programs that advocate avoiding certain foods to promote wellness. The main difference with an anti-candida diet is that it removes foods that feed infection, candida, parasites, viruses, bacteria, thus reducing inflammation. Question. I love carbs and sweets. Can I do your program? Answer. Yes, you can do the program. It will be easier than you think. As candida overgrowth and blood sugar imbalances are addressed, cravings disappear. Candida ABX, an herbal antifungal, and Gluco ABX, a blood sugar formula, will help your body and brain become more balanced. You will not have to rely solely upon willpower. Question. How do I stay tenacious and not give in to emotional eating? Answer. A major benefit of the program is that after the first week or two, your chemistry is more balanced, which will improve emotional stability. Remind yourself that food is about obtaining fuel to run the body. Food is not about pacifying unhealthy emotions. The Emotional Freedom Technique, EFT, also known as tapping, can help with emotional eating. Go to YouTube and type in EFT Julie Schiffman. She has many free videos to help with emotions that are keeping you unhappy. Realize you are making a choice to eat healthy. This program is short-lived, so make it a want-to versus a have-to. You will be so proud of yourself after 90 days. Question. Can I do this program if I'm vegan? Answer. Eating a vegan diet does make it challenging to adhere to the 90-day protocol. Protein helps balance blood sugar levels, and if your only protein sources are beans, legumes, and grains, both of which are high in carbohydrates, you will continue to feed Candida. My best advice is to make sure you balance out starchy vegetables with plenty of leafy and cruciferous vegetables, and stay away from unnecessary carbohydrates as much as possible. Supplements, antifungals, medications. Question. Do I need to get a prescription for Diflucan, Fluconazole, or Nystatin to do your program? Answer. No. You do not need Diflucan or Nystatin tablets to do my program. Herbal antimicrobials, such as Candida ABX, are my preferred choice, so you can easily get started on your program. They also have some advantages over prescription antifungals, because they address parasites and bacteria as well, which are common in those suffering with leaky gut and dysbiosis. I recommend Diflucan and Nystatin, if you can obtain them from a physician, for those who have autoimmune diseases, chronic conditions, or severe candidiasis. Diflucan is 10 times more potent than an herbal antifungal, and one pill every other day, with a total of 3 pills, can jumpstart removing systemic candida overgrowth. Nystatin is 5 times more potent than an herbal antifungal, and targets the gastrointestinal tract. I do not prescribe pharmaceuticals. Question. What course of action is best if I have to take a course of antibiotics? Answer. If you take antibiotics, be sure to add in probiotics, 15 to 30 billion per capsule twice daily. Take probiotics on an empty stomach at a different time from when you take your antibiotics, which are best taken with food. See if your physician will prescribe one Diflucan pill, 100 or 150 milligrams, to offset the antibiotic's destruction of beneficial bacteria. Take Diflucan the day after finishing your antibiotics. Then wait one more day and take 2 months of herbal antifungals, such as Candida ABX or Candida Cleanse. If you can't obtain Diflucan, start taking the herbal antifungals the day after your last antibiotic. You can continue with probiotics, but it is not necessary. The most important factor is to take an herbal antifungal to make sure Candida overgrowth does not come back more virulently. Question. If I'm taking medication, can I still do your program? Answer. Yes. Make sure to check with your doctor first about any possible drug-supplement interactions. Those on blood-thinning medication, such as Coumadin, warfarin, will need to be monitored, because supplements such as vitamin E and fish oil will thin the blood. Question. I've heard from various health sources that I should take vitamin K along with vitamin D to allow the vitamin D to be absorbed. Do you feel vitamin K is necessary? Answer. Taking vitamin K along with vitamin D is optional. If you take higher amounts, 3,000 to 5,000 international units or more, vitamin K2, under 100 micrograms, is advisable to allow better absorption and ensure that calcium is distributed properly to bone rather than arteries. Some multivitamins and minerals contain vitamin K, so additional amounts are not needed if taking these. Question. Why is staying on herbal antifungals and probiotics important after finishing your program? Answer. Because there are times when you will eat inflammatory foods, such as gluten, dairy, or sugar, or drink alcohol. In addition, we are all exposed to heavy metals in our food, air, and water, which wipe out beneficial bacteria in the gastrointestinal tract. Protecting your entire microbiome, including your mycobiome, for the rest of your life, is great preventive medicine. To age with quality, I recommend rotating every 3 to 4 months between herbal antimicrobials such as Candida ABX, Candida Cleanse, or comparable products. You can reduce your dose to 1 or 2 pills a day. During times of travel, stress, or when your diet veers off, increase to 3 pills a day. If you maintain 95% or better healthy diet, lifetime probiotics are sufficient. I would suggest alternating between 2 brands every 3 to 4 months. Question. Is it okay to have food-based supplements containing Saccharomyces cerevisiae, a common source of B vitamins? Answer. I prefer no food-based supplements that contain yeast during the 90-day program. It can create an allergy response and slow down your progress. Question. What can I do if I experience leg cramps? Answer. If you experience leg cramps, add a mineral supplement. Many people have low magnesium levels, and supplementation will alleviate cramps. Take 1 or 2 magnesium glycinate pills at bedtime, or use a magnesium citrate powder, like Natural Vitality's Raspberry Lemon Calm, which will also benefit those who are constipated. Start with the smallest dose recommended, so you don't experience diarrhea. Designs for Health's Complete Mineral Complex is another option for leg cramps. Detoxification. Question. How do I know if I'm allergic to red clover tea or a supplement? Answer. If you feel itchy, externally and internally, and or you swell up with hives that persist after more than a few days, then you are having an allergic response. Stop that supplement or tea for 3 days and let your body normalize. Try again. If you get the same reaction, stop that supplement or tea altogether. Question. I have grass allergies and can't drink red clover tea. What can I substitute for it? Answer. If you are allergic to red clover, drink hot water and fresh lemon when you wake up in the morning to help the kidneys and liver release impurities. You can also drink 1 cup of dandelion root tea daily. Question. I am experiencing die-off symptoms from detoxifying. Is this normal? Answer. Yes. Many years' worth of accumulated toxins will be releasing from the body, and elimination pathways need to be supported. If you initially experience symptoms such as a headache, fatigue, achy joints, or nausea, or feel like you are getting a cold or flu, this is a normal detox response that will pass after a week or two. Question. Is there something I can take to reduce die-off symptoms? Answer. First, make sure that you are eliminating the bowels daily. If you are constipated, you will recirculate toxins and feel worse. Remedies for constipation are ground flaxseed, 1 or 2 tablespoons daily, magnesium citrate, triphala, probiotics, or aloe ferox. Second, drink a lot of water throughout the day. Last, you can decrease the amount of Candida ABX, gallbladder ABX, and red clover you use. There is no rush to get up to full dosages. You might need a full week of only taking 1 pill or drinking 1 cup of red clover tea before increasing the dose. You have the option to add molybdenum or sarsaparilla. Chelated molybdenum will bind with fungal endotoxins, such as acetaldehyde, making you less symptomatic. Sarsaparilla pills or tincture can also help with die-off symptoms, because sarsaparilla binds with endotoxins from bacteria and yeast. If you have a headache that just won't lift, don't suffer. Take an aspirin or ibuprofen if you need to take the edge off. Question. Can I see positive results from only following the anti-